听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. We are on day 3 of a high-level article titled The Twitter Trio. The word trio refers to the three men behind Twitter, one of the world's fastest-growing social networks. The first 2 days of the lesson were spent looking at just how the trio was formed. Today we ask the question, how does Twitter work? And why is it named Twitter? Before we look at some answers, let's preview one new keyword, the verb mingle. Our example sentence reads, the company president mingled with his employees at the office Christmas party. Okay, please turn to page 14 in your magazines and follow as we read under the heading, How Does It Work?
The Twitter Trio. How does it work? Twitter asks members one simple question. What are you doing right now? Unlike Facebook and MySpace users, Twitter users don't need to manage complicated profile pages. And different from blogs, Twitter messages aren't lengthy, time-consuming posts. Because user updates, known as tweets, are limited to 140 characters, information can be written and read quickly. But the site does more than just keep friends connected or let celebrities mingle with fans. It's also a place for people to set up business connections, share information, and find answers to questions in a quick, informal way.
Hi friends and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for our third day in our article entitled The Twitter Trio. And we've been talking for the last 2 days about the three men who are responsible for bringing the world Twitter, the social networking system that has taken the world or taken the internet by storm. Now, we've learned a lot about kind of how this Twitter thing got started, but we actually still don't really know how it works.
Right, so today we'll be talking and we'll be giving you details about how Twitter actually works. So remember, this is a social networking website and people will write very short updates called tweets. And Twitter is also a microblogging website. So it's like a blog, but instead of having long posts, people put very short posts. So the first thing Twitter will do is Twitter asks members one simple question. What are you doing now? If you can answer this question, then you can begin your own Twitter account.
And this is quite different from other social networking sites, such as Facebook and MySpace. On Twitter, users don't need to manage complicated profile pages. Now, a profile page would be a web page where there is a lot of personal information about yourself. Maybe you would have to give information like, how old are you? Or what religion are you? Or what is your educational background? Twitter doesn't do any of that. They skip all of that and they go right to this one question. What are you doing right now? And as Esther said, if you can answer that question, you can Twitter.
And actually, this question, what are you doing right now, is a question that you might answer if you have a Facebook account. You would let people know on your profile page what you're doing. So on Twitter, I guess Twitter has some definite differences between itself and other social networks. There's another difference between Twitter and blog sites.
Right. And often when people have blogs, they need to write a paragraph or put lots of pictures to make it interesting. But actually, Twitter limits your messages to 140 characters. So you can't write a lot. You have to write something very short. And these short updates, again, they are called tweets. Both the verb and what you put on is also called a tweet, a noun form.
Right. So Twitter messages aren't lengthy, time-consuming posts. And a post is just a message that is posted or that is placed on your web page. Remember, the idea is to keep them short. You have to be able to write them and read them quickly because it's all about tweeting.
So you keep it short and simple on Twitter. But this site does more than just keep friends connected. It's more than just having fun, and it's also more than just letting celebrities mingle with their fans. Now, if a celebrity mingles with his or her fans, what does that mean, Esther?
Well, to mingle means to mix with. So if a celebrity mingles with his or her fans, it means that they are interacting. They're not just kind of standing off and being a celebrity, but they're trying to get involved in the day-to-day lives of their fans. So Twitter can let celebrities mingle with their fans. You can stay connected with friends, but it's also a place where people will set up business connections. So for example, if you are someone who has a business, then you can put up lots of tweets and you can let different people in your area or other areas know about your business by being on Twitter.
I'm sure a lot of businesses have already benefited from Twitter, and I can only imagine how exciting it must be to mingle with your favorite celebrity. So maybe you're interested in doing Twitter. If for nothing else, you're able to share information and find answers to questions in a quick, informal way. As we've mentioned before, this is a system that connects people all around the world. So not only are you able to connect with people in your own country, but you can make contact with people in many, many different countries, maybe even learn about different cultures and background. It's a great way to stay connected with the world.
I've heard of how teachers are using Twitter in their classrooms. Maybe students have questions about homework or about something that was discussed in class. And if the students subscribe to each other's Twitter accounts, then they can read other people's answers to their tweets. Or even maybe you're in an area and you want to ask your friends, hey, what's a good restaurant I can go to? And someone will just give you a very, very quick reply. And of course, like a lot of social networking websites, these are also available on many people's cell phones and other mobile devices as well.
Right, and the way that we are communicating these days is definitely changing. We are using technology for so much of our communication that it really is changing the way that we live.
Well, I don't Twitter right now, but after learning all about it in this article, I think it sounds like a very simple idea, but a very interesting idea and truly a way to keep you connected to the world. Well, we are going to watch a skit right now and then take a break, but we're going to come back more and learn why do we call it Twitter. So stay with us.
So, how does Twitter work?
Twitter asks members one simple question. What are you doing right now?
So, do you have a profile page? Can I see it?
No, Twitter users don't manage complicated profile pages.
Oh, then is it like a blog? Can I read your lengthy entries?
No, Twitter messages aren't lengthy or time-consuming.
Well, then what are they?
User updates are known as tweets. They are limited to 140 characters.
Oh, so information can be written and read quickly.
That's right. But the site keeps friends connected and it lets celebrities mingle with fans.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yes, and it's good for business.
Business?
Yes. People can set up business connections, share information, and find answers to questions in a quick, informal way.
But why is it called Twitter?
Because Twitter is a short burst of information.
Oh, and that's what people share.
Yeah. Do you want to Twitter, too?
I want to Twitter, too, yes.
Well, I'll show you how to send a tweet.
Okay.
Sweet. Tweet. Cute.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. Well, MySpace and Facebook are hugely popular social networking sites, and while they have millions of users, some people are suggesting that their growth is peaking out. Twitter, on the other hand, is still in a stage of tremendous growth. Why? Well, Twitter is uncomplicated, it's quick, and informal. Now, three new words you need to know for this portion of the lesson. The first is encompass. Billy and Ling's wedding encompassed aspects of both the East and the West. Next, the verb twitch. After a long run, sometimes the muscles in my leg twitch. Finally, socialize. During freshman orientation, students have many opportunities to socialize and make new friends. Okay, let's find out why they call it Twitter on line 14.
The Twitter Trio. Why call it Twitter? Dorsey, Stone, and Williams wanted a name for their product that encompassed the idea of users updating statuses from anywhere. This concept included sending updates to friends' mobile devices, causing the devices to twitch. While checking a dictionary, the team found the word Twitter in a nearby entry. The definition? A short burst of information, exactly what people share on Twitter. Since 2006, more than 17 million users have joined Twitter to socialize, express political opinions, and even report breaking news. The network is a tweet for everyone.
So we've talked about how Twitter began and how Twitter works, but now we're going to talk about why this social networking website is called Twitter. Now, before earlier, we mentioned that Twitter is also like what birds do. They might twitter, they tweet, they make a very, very short sound. But there's another way of using this word Twitter, which we'll find out today.
So Dorsey, Stone, and Williams wanted a name for this product. And they wanted a name that encompassed the idea of users updating their statuses from any location. Okay, so when we talk about this word encompass, to encompass something or to be encompassed by something, encompass means to completely include. So they wanted a word that included or encompassed this idea, which is a big idea, of users telling people, telling their friends what they're doing right now and telling them this from anywhere, from any location.
Now remember, we told you there's only one thing that you really need to do if you plan to join Twitter, and that is being able to answer the question, what are you doing right now? And when you answer that question, you are updating your status. Your status is that piece of information that tells people how you are doing or what you are doing. If you remember back to the first day of this article, we received some status updates at the very beginning, like the idea of what your favorite singer had for lunch or what an actor was planning to do over his Christmas vacation. So this concept also included sending updates to friends' mobile devices. So now we're moving beyond actually using Twitter on a computer. We're talking about different devices of technology now.
Right. So a mobile device might be a cell phone or like a BlackBerry or something like that. A device that you would take with you, not just your computer.
And this is very popular. Many people have mobile devices. In fact, most people, especially people who do businesses now, have mobile devices, and even many young people. And people are using mobile devices to check their emails and go on the internet and go surf and do a lot of things that people didn't used to do with their mobile devices. And one of the things people are doing is they are updating their statuses through their mobile devices and also checking what their friends are doing on their mobile devices.
Now, if you send a tweet to one of your friends on his or her mobile device, maybe their cell phone, that is going to cause their cell phone or whatever device it is to twitch. And if something twitches, that means it makes a quick, short shaking motion. One way to think of it maybe, or an example, is to think of maybe if you ever had a cold. When you get a cold and your nose kind of gets runny or stuffed up, sometimes you kind of twitch your nose to relieve some of that itching that's going on in there. So that would be a twitch. So if your cell phone kind of starts to shake a little bit, maybe you have just received a tweet from one of your friends.
All right, just that gives that little shake. And actually, sometimes if a person twitches, sometimes that's not the best meaning. And so they were looking in the dictionary for maybe another word with a similar meaning. So when they were looking in the dictionary around the word twitch, they found another word, and this word is Twitter.
Right, and the dictionary definition they found of this word Twitter means a short burst of information. And they said, oh, this is what we want, because this is what this website, this is what we are doing, and this is what we want people to do. They want people to share short bursts of information, tweets. So that's why they called their company Twitter.
I think it's the perfect name for this social networking organization. It's very clever and it's very easy to remember. And of course, it's very fitting. So since 2006, more than 17 million users have joined this social networking site to not only socialize and to talk and interact with people, but also to do things like express political opinions and even report breaking news. This is really interesting to me. I mean, it's a social networking system and it's connecting 17 million people around the world. That's so many people. And not only are they just talking to say, hey, this is what I'm doing at the moment, but they're also expressing opinions about politics and other things.
Right. Some very important information is being communicated in this Twitter website, in this Twitter social network. And actually, I love how our article ends. It's using the word tweet in a playful way. Our article ends by saying that the network is a tweet for everyone. Now, we've talked enough about the word tweet in regards to Twitter, but here the word tweet sounds like the word treat or something nice, like a small piece of candy that tastes good. So we're talking about the network being a nice treat or tweet for everyone. That's all we have for today. That concludes our Twitter Trio article. Before we leave, let's visit the chat room.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. Today we welcome Linda back to continue our chat about Twitter.
Hi everyone. Hi Ken.
Hey Linda. So a Twitter is a short burst of information, but is that its original meaning?
No, the dictionary definition of Twitter is the chirping sound of a bird. This is language in evolution, especially in these days of quick information exchange. Did you know you can also retweet?
Retweet?
That means you forward a tweet on Twitter. And a tweeter is the person who is tweeting, right? And now we also have feeders as well.
Linda, what are you talking about? Tweeters and feeders? What is a feeder?
It is a phony tweeter. It's someone who sets up a parody account and pretends to be a company or someone else. It's happened to movie stars and famous people, even though there is a clause against it in Twitter.
People actually do that?
Yes, Twitter actually says that parody accounts, they can exist, but they must make it obvious that the site is fake.
You know, this is so complicated.
But it's also really interesting how people and businesses are using it. You know, for example, in New York City, upscale deli vendors that sell like deli sandwiches or salads out of their trucks change their locations around New York City daily, and they send out a tweet where they will be that day. It apparently has really helped their business.
Now that is a very interesting application.
And some people are twittering about a company's response or lack of response to their complaint or problem. And they've gotten back a response from the company within a few minutes after they've twittered. You know, I wonder if this is going to be a wave of the future.
I wonder too. 现在一般人听到 Twitter 都会联想到推特网站。其实 Twitter 原本是鸟叫的啾啾声。Twitter 还有另外一个定义，表示突然蹦出的简短讯息。而 tweet 是所谓的推文，也就是使用者所更新的那个讯息。那从 tweet 呢，又延伸出 retweet， 也就是把你所看到的讯息转发到你自己的 Twitter 上。那另外还有 features， 那这个字呢是 phony Twitter 的缩写，也就是一个假推文。
Okay, let's now go to Michelle and see what she has for us today.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们来看的是 mingle 这个动词。Mingle 是指往来或交往。如果要说明和哪个对象往来的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ,the famous movie star still loves to mingle with his childhood friends. 这位有名的电影明星还是喜欢跟小时候的好朋友来往。或者是 ,Helen rarely mingles with her colleagues. Helen 很少跟同事往来。接下来我们看的是 encompass 这个动词。encompass 是指包括或包含。例如 ,the proposal encompasses renewing the community center and the garden.这项提案包括了重建活动中心以及花园的部分。或者是 This magazine encompasses articles of many different subjects. 这一本杂志包括各种主题的文章。最后我们看的是 Twitch 这个动词。Twitch 是指抽动、抽蓄或者是痉挛。例如 My legs twitched constantly after climbing the mountain. 我爬山之后两条腿一直都在抽筋。或者是 Nancy could feel her lips twitching when she was giving the speech. Nancy, 当她在演讲的时候可以感觉得到自己的嘴唇在抽动。And our articles encompass all sorts of wonderful topics. Don't forget to come back next time. Bye-bye.
The Twitter Trio. How does it work?Twitter asks members one simple question. What are you doing right now? Unlike Facebook and MySpace users, Twitter users don't need to manage complicated profile pages. And different from blogs, Twitter messages aren't lengthy, time-consuming posts. Because user updates, known as tweets, are limited to 140 characters, information can be written and read quickly.But the site does more than just keep friends connected or let celebrities mingle with fans. It's also a place for people to set up business connections, share information, and find answers to questions in a quick, informal way. Why call it Twitter? Dorsey, Stone, and Williams wanted a name for their product that encompassed the idea of users updating statuses from anywhere.This concept included sending updates to friends' mobile devices, causing the devices to twitch. While checking a dictionary, the team found the word Twitter in a nearby entry. The definition? A short burst of information, exactly what people share on Twitter. Since 2006, more than 17 million users have joined Twitter to socialize,express political opinions, and even report breaking news. The network is a tweet for everyone.
Friends, what are you doing right now? If you're a member of Twitter, you can tweet your friends. and let them know that you are studying English with Studio Classroom. Friends, writing simple short messages in English is a great way to keep your mind sharp, and it's a confidence builder too. It goes without saying that the more you use English, the more comfortable you become with it. So, write those short Twitter messages in English. It's fun, and it will improve your language ability. Writing English is great, but I also want to encourage you to speak English too, just a few minutes every day, and I promise you'll see results. Friends, join us tomorrow as we visit the American Culture Corner right here at Studio Classroom. Until then, have a great day.